Robert studied the billboards above Caroline's head, ads for clinics and dentists, maps of the route. He was a good man, prepared in every moment to be delighted by the world, though he forgot conversations almost as soon as they were finished and asked Caroline for her phone number every time they met. Still, he always remembered Phoebe. He always remembered love.
"We're almost there,"
Phoebe said, tugging on Robert's arm as they neared the top of the hill. The day facility was half a block away, its light spilling softly across the brown grass, the crusts of snow.
"I counted 7 stops."
"Al," Caroline said, shaking his shoulder. "Al, honey, it's our stop." They stepped off the bus into the damp chill of the November evening and walked in pairs through the dusky light. Caroline slid her hand around Al's arm. "You're tired," she said, seeking to break the silence that more and more had come to be their habit. "You've had a long couple of weeks."
"I'm okay," he said.
"I wish you didn't have to be away so much." She regretted her words the moment she said them. The argument was old by now, a tender knot in the flesh of their marriage, and even to her own ears her voice sounded strident, shrill, as if she were deliberately picking a fight. Snow crunched under their shoes. Al sighed heavily, his breath a faint cloud in the cold.
"Look, I'm doing the best I can, Caroline. The money's good just now, and I have some seniority built up. I'm pushing 60. I have to milk it while I can."
Caroline nodded. His arm beneath her hand was firm and steady. She was so glad to have him here, so tired of the strange rhythms of their lives that kept him away for days at a time. What she wanted more than anything was to have breakfast with him every morning and dinner every night, to wake with him in bed beside her, not in some anonymous hotel room 100 or 500 miles away.
"It's just that I miss you," Caroline said softly. "That's all I meant. That's all I'm saying."
Phoebe and Robert walked ahead of them, holding hands. Caroline watched her daughter, wearing dark gloves, a scarf Robert had given her wrapped loosely around her neck. Phoebe wanted to marry Robert, to have a life with him. Lately, this was all she talked about. Linda, the day facility director, had warned, "Phoebe's in love. She's 24, a bit of a late bloomer, and she's starting to discover her own sexuality. We need to discuss this, Caroline." But Caroline, unwilling to admit that anything had changed, had put the discussion off. Phoebe walked with her head slightly bent, intent on listening. Now and then, her sudden laughter floated back through the dusk. Caroline inhaled the sharp, cold air, feeling a surge of pleasure at her daughter's happiness, taken back in the same moment to the clinic waiting room with its drooping ferns and rattling door. Nora Henry standing by the counter, pulling off her gloves to show the receptionist her wedding ring, laughing in this same way. A lifetime ago, that was. Caroline had put those days from her mind almost completely. Then, last week, while Al was still away, a letter had arrived from a law firm downtown. Caroline, puzzled, had ripped it open and read it on the porch in the chill November air.